is on transition, I think somebody that went through the transition process would make a lot of sense.
What if each time we tried to have a person who, some way connected to the focus topic?
That's making sense. That's sounding good. And that would help whoever's involved understand it better too, you know, the folks themselves.
Okay, good.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
Mrs. Hubert, is there much understanding about how some of the recent immigrant communities look upon vision loss and blindness and how they react to that in relation to what services the commission provides? Would there be any interest in having some folks from some of these communities tell us a little bit about how they handle blindness or vision loss and learn a bit about the commission, what it offers?
That might be something not maybe at a commissioners meeting, but just something that
For other aspects.
NCBVI might, you know, outreach to.
Yeah, I do think that that is an underserved population, and so, you know, you know, it's one of the populations that we, why am I vaguely thinking that we did talk about that at one time as a focus topic, or am I thinking of something else?
Herman, following up on what you said, Jimmy Rathbone, that might be a topic that might interest the state consumer groups as far as a convention program.
For our state staff training, we've certainly had diversity training and understanding different groups and, you know, networking and those, a variety of things over the years. So that's something we do on an ongoing basis for staff.
Yeah, because I don't know, other than if there were some, you know, like a specific organization whose purpose it was to talk about that, I'm not sure that just, you know, approaching somebody who is, you know, we might perceive as being in that situation and say, what's it like for you? You know, that I am often asked, you know, what's it like to be blind or what's it like to be such and such? And that kind of thing can really, you know, put you on the spot or cause you to be thinking, well, you know, I don't know, how do I describe, you know, when kids have asked me questions like that, I've said, well, you know, that might be kind of like asking you what's it like to be 8 or 10 or however old you are.
It's different.
So, I wasn't thinking so much any individual, as just trying to get some better idea of what their societal attitudes and such are towards blindness, which could have an effect on how much they would reach out to seek assistance.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to define who that would be and where we would find that in a composite or concentrated or
and I think that's a difficult
kind of
one to really to pin down, because I unless you're blind yourself a lot of people don't really formalize their perceptions, you know. So yeah, you might be the director of an Indian center or the head of another organization that represents a specific minority group, but you may still not have a good understanding of blindness or of your group's the prevailing attitude that dominates in that group.
I don't think any culture has a positive view of blindness.
So I think that what Hubert is talking about is an outreach activity that is something that the agency needs to do, but not on the board level.
Yeah,
I think outreach is always good.
Since I'm getting two.
This is Nancy. It could certainly be a short focus area about what we do in the way of outreach for underserved populations. You know, for instance, you know, we have counselors that spend one day a month on the reservations for their diabetic clinics, you know, so they're visible. That's the only way that people are really going to get to know us, and we build that trust. And that, so, I mean, I think that we have some strategies for reaching out. I mean, maybe we could have a short focus area that wouldn't take very long. Mm-hmm. To, you know, to be able to touch on.
Okay. Okay.
It'd definitely be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is there further comment from the public?
I love the timer.
If not, yes, thank you, Hubert, for the timer and the timing.
And the taping.
Yes, and the taping.
And bound for the typing.
Yeah.
All those things.
Yeah. And thank everybody for coming. At this point, there's a motion to adjourn.
So everybody can be going.
Yeah, we can. Okay, the meeting is adjourned.
Another eight.